We welcome Spoon back to the World Cafe today. Their latest album, Ga 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 Ga, is beginning to show up on many critics' best of lists for 2007, as did Gimme Fiction in 2006. Between albums, songwriter and lead singer Britt Daniel also worked on the soundtrack to the film Stranger Than Fiction. We'll find out about that experience, but first I asked Britt about a comment he made after the success of Gimme Fiction that he thought that the next album was going to be less classic rock. And I wondered what he meant by that.
I don't know. Less classic rock sounding. I guess I meant a little bit weirder. A little bit, not in terms of the songwriting, but in terms of the production, have it be a little bit more frayed on the edges. I guess that's kind of what I...
And that definitely, you succeeded.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
I talked to a German, he didn't agree with that.
It's true.
I'm serious. The same kind of thing we always talk about.
It was Simon?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Simon.
It's a new German?
We have this thing about Germans very bluntly speak their mind to you about what they think about your music or your performance.
And always. What did they say?
Well, he was like...
Your new record is not as good as your last record.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But no, he was just saying
that...
You
gotta love him.
He said, no, the last one is much more experimental. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really think... So he goes, yes, it is.
I don't agree. Yes, you do.
Wouldn't you love to be so sure of yourself?
Yeah.
At any point in your life. Well, why don't we hear some things live and see if they sound frayed at the edges or ragged or experimental.
German.
Or German.
Let's go for German on this take.
Yeah. What do you want to start off with?
What?
Target.
Oh, yeah, Target.
Style. We don't know why it goes so far and keep on marching along, beating his drum. Little clubs and sticks and bats and balls for nuclear dicks with their dielectrons that come from a parking lot town where nothing living is sound. Don't make me a target. Don't make me a target.
Says he smells like the inside of closets upstairs. The kind
call me a target.
Don't make me a target when you probably know well from Ga 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 Ga. Spoon is playing live for us today on the cafe, and we're getting a chance to hear some new things. As you guys are like, you are intensely busy, and I'm happy to find you all semi-awake at this hour of the day. Do you revel in touring a lot, or does it kind of get shaky after a while?
I like touring a lot. There's moments when you realize maybe that extra show that we added at 2 a.m. last night wasn't a good move or something like that, but just as an example.
Or the show we added at 2 a.m. at the for the last day of the tour may not go as
Yeah, I think we really, I think, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that we all really like it, but just
touring,
it's good
fun
to space it out, you know, and do a lot and then have some breathing room.
It's a lot nicer now that we're in the bus and not flying to a bunch of festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things when we're talking about whether Ga 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 is more experimental or whatever, one of the things that you did on the last record and you've done for a while is kind of the emotional impact of static, if I can put it that way. You use a lot of kind of cool noises that may be found noises that may have just happened, or I don't know how they fit in there, but they have a real emotional impact on the songs. And that's it's kind of cool. And I'm curious as to where that idea came from. Did it happen once and you kept it, or how did it?
Well, that's a great compliment. I mean, I would hope that all those sounds add up to some kind of emotional impact instead of just sounding like they were just dropped in for the heck of it.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know where. I don't know. I don't know how we come up with these ideas. I don't know.
A lot of them are happy accidents.
Yeah. The happy accidents.
We just sort of end up keeping. And the other thing about recording on digital, a lot of engineers, like as soon as they record a track, they'll instantly trim it. Like get rid of everything except exactly what you recorded, which sucks a lot of that out. And so on analog, we get to hear those things over and over again.
We usually play, I'll bring the song in and then we play it. Most of them we'll play as a band quite a bit and try to figure out how we're going to, you know, what the rhythm's going to be, what the beat's going to be, and what the approach is going to be.
And you still write on your own off?
Mostly, yeah.
Do you still sequester yourself? Is moving to Portland had anything to do with that, or
A little bit, maybe. I think that was one of the many reasons to go up there. Yeah. But yeah, sequestering myself just helps get like weeks worth of stuff done in a few days because I can really concentrate.
I was curious as to whether the parts you wrote for working on the soundtrack of Stranger Than Fiction had any impact on writing this one.
I don't know. Maybe. Did it, Jim?
I don't think so yet,
but I think that it, I want to, what was really cool about doing that project was the music came really fast because I had a visual to work with, and then I was just kind of going with a mood, like I knew the mood we needed to set for that scene, and then it was really easy. Well, so much easier than just starting a pop song from scratch. So I've thought about maybe like saying, okay, well, that's, you know, using that as a way to start a song off, you know, pick some scene in a movie and write music for it.
Interesting. What's
then
the
drop
scene?
Drop words on top.
What's the scene for Cherry Bomb?
The scene for Cherry Bomb? I don't know. The Supremes at the Copa?
It works. Yeah. It works. Can you guys do that now? This is you got your Cherry Bomb.
Spirit bound.
You got your cherry bomb, another one from Gaga Gaga Gaga. Spooner in our studio playing live today, and we're just hearing some of the new music and Rhythm and Soul. Another one of the zillion differently spelled songs on the album, title-wise. I'm just wondering if that has any meaning at all, or does it have individual meanings?
I think they're all individual little things that happened. With that one, it was just, I always misspell rhythm, and I think I sent that off to somebody when we were working on the credits or the album art or something, and he dropped it in exactly how I'd done it, and then I saw it and recognized that it was wrong, but I was like, oh, let's just keep it like that.
Well, it's
because there's not much to it. There's no...
But
we're just easily amused.
Well, we'll get to a live version of that as we continue.
Yeah.
Spooner in the midst of a tour for Ga 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 Ga, and we're happy that they had a chance to join us today on the cafe. One of the first songs people heard from the disc was The Underdog, and it seems to me that a lot of people who hadn't been writing political songs now have. What was your experience with that? Did you just get fed up, or where did that come from?
Yeah. Yeah, just sitting around in my, basically one room apartment in Austin for years and years with just CNN blasting, you know, 12 hours a day. It just got me really at times antsy and usually bummed out. It was really a bad environment for, I don't know, a stable frame of mind. And so, yeah, that I think that that song kind of came about, the chorus of that and the main lyric came about at that period of time. It was like 3 years ago.
And I guess the underdog could be like so many of us. Did you probably don't feel so much like an underdog now, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought of myself as the underdog in that song. It was more like the song was an indictment of people who just don't even consider the people that aren't in power or the people that they don't understand, the people that they have no regard for.
And gee, a lot of that's in the lyrics.
Yeah,
just as
you know, that's an easy way of describing it.
Spooner with us today. You want to do something older to finish up with?
Yeah, let's do
Summon You. How
summon
about that?
You.
Yeah.
Remember the way to the world. That's the sound that we used to buy.
Thank you.
I Summon You, a song originally on Gimme Fiction. That's Spoon live on the Cafe today, and our thanks to them. The new album is Ga 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 Ga.